This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour, you have found the Talk Radio Review, which involves a number of people from the talk radio business going through the charts that are supplied by Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Those of you who are big into news talk radio, and I'm guessing you're listening to this and to us because you like listening to people have intelligent conversations on the air about things that are going on, and because the world of news talk radio is so political, in many, if not most instances, many of the stories that make it into the top 10 are political in nature. So there are those, plus the names of the people who are in the news and being discussed on news talk radio programs that are surveyed by the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there as well. There are opportunities. And when I say ours, I mean Victoria Keelan is here from the DJB show. Joe Crummy, who produces a podcast that shows his expertise as a broadcaster. It's called Evil Thoughts. Evil Thoughts on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. He does it every single day because he doesn't have a life. This gives him a chance to have a life.
It's all I do.
Also lurking in the background somewhere is Rich McFadden, who's been an important part of my endeavors on the air. One of the things that Richie and I did, I don't know if it was a concerted effort or not, as the program expanded and got on more and more radio stations, we got to know, Richie and his outreach, we got to know a number of people who own radio stations. One of the things that I like about my identity, excuse me for a second. I have a little frog in my throat. Okay, that's much better. As a broadcaster, I don't want to sound like froggy. So, anyway, we have, in pursuing stations as an independent operator, I'm the only person left, really, in the radio syndication business who doesn't have some connection to a church or a big business. We produce this show and other shows out of our ability to sort of string it together, sometimes with gum you get the point. So we have a good relationship with a lot of the people around the country who have independent radio companies, and one of the people that we met over the years is a guy named Larry Fuss, last name spelled F-U-S-S. Larry owns Delta Radio. He actually has, I think, two or three different companies, including one that owns a radio station or a group of stations over in Pago Pago, which is another story and a half. But the reason Larry is here as a broadcaster is to discuss his controversial hiring of a disc jockey who was not particularly well known outside of his Colorado setting until he got involved in a promotional event with Taylor Swift. And so I don't know, Victoria, whether you wanted the allegation against this guy was that he grabbed her butt, and that got a lot of attention, and he went to a civil trial, I guess was found guilty, and he was fined $1.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's paid the dollar, at least that seems to be the story. Although,
well, that was another part of it. He was very delayed in his payment of $1 because he had ordered a Sacagawean coin, a $1 coin that was sort of an extra slap in the face to Taylor Swift. So,
Well, having said that, and knowing Larry, I decided to invite him to come on this program because this is something that's been discussed a lot this week, and I thought it was an appropriate forum for him to explain what it was. The controversy about this has taken on a life of its own. So that, yeah, the Taylor Swift thing is discussed, and this guy who is a radio disc jockey, country radio stations, that's been his career, that's part of the story. But what I took away from what's going on are the people and their reactions to Larry having hired this guy to work on one of his stations. And that's where the story begins, or for me, anyway, it begins. Larry Fuss is here on the Talk Radio Review. Hi, Larry.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
So how well did I do setting this up? Is that pretty much the story? You decided to hire this guy? I guess with all the good country jocks around, why did you decide to hire this guy?
Well, this is a brand new radio station in a tiny little town in Mississippi, and it's hard to find good people. And this guy is good. He worked in a major market, Denver, and was out of work. And I thought, well, I could get a little bit of publicity by hiring this guy. And by that, I'm thinking of publicity in the trade press.
Right.
Because when a radio station hires a new guy, they want some publicity in the trade press. And so that's what I did. I had no idea there was going to be this vicious backlash from Taylor Swift fans who apparently want the man to never work again the rest of his life.
Have you had second thoughts about hiring him because of all the death threats and the people are going to blow up your house stuff that you've gotten as a result of having hired this guy?
Well, I would have probably hired him anyway, but I would have probably done it a little differently. I would have put him on the air under a different name and never told anybody that I hired him.
Can we ask why you would have hired him anyway, just out of curiosity?
I was able to get a really good major market disc jockey for small-town Mississippi wages because he was desperate to go back to work. He likes being on the radio. You know, those of us who are in radio are addicted to it. Doug knows this.
Yeah.
And it's what we like to do. It's our passion. And this guy's not been on the radio in a little over 5 years, and he just wanted back on the radio.
So did he get in touch with you, or did you get in touch with him? How did the connection get made?
I reached out through the radio trade press and found him, and he actually called me.
So after you announced and got the publicity that you were seeking, then you got unwanted is the word I was looking for, publicity. And just explain sort of what's happened to you and your family since this broke earlier this week, the news broke.
Well, we've been getting a constant barrage of vile, vulgar, threatening emails. There have been death threats made. There was a bomb threat made to the radio station. All of this information was disseminated by a woman in Santa Clara, California, named Emily Moody. She put out my name on a Facebook page where she said, "This is the guy that hired David Mueller. You should call him and complain and harass him and whatever." And so that's what started it all.
The power of social media, which in some circumstances can work out well and other circumstances not. Is it at this point in the week toward the weekend, is it better than it was earlier on this week? Is it the same as the stuff, the interest and or the complaints died down? Or is it is it continuing?
It has subsided somewhat. The big problem is these people don't want to hear the truth. They're all making allegations like this man is a convicted rapist, he's a convicted felon, he's a pedophile, and none of that is true. He was never convicted of anything. He was found liable in a civil trial for monetary damages, and that's not the same thing as being convicted of a sexual crime.
But do you think, under the circumstances, especially with the Me Too movement and all the focus on Weinsteins and those guys, the world has become more sensitive to this sort of thing? I mean, I've been in the radio business a long time. You've been in the radio business a long time. We all know somebody who's done something inappropriate, frankly. That doesn't include you or me, but it includes people that we know. And so in this circumstance, the guy... to the fans of Taylor Swift and to women who have been appropriately sensitized to the realities of what it's like to be harassed in the workplace, there's some credibility to them being upset. Yes or no?
Well, perhaps, but a lot of the people that I have received phone calls and emails from have made this about themselves. I got messages that said, "I was molested by an uncle when I was 14 years old," or "I was beaten by an ex-boyfriend." And, okay, if that's the case, I'm sorry that happened to you, but what does that have to do with me, or what does that have to do with David Mueller?
Well, I think that they do connect the dots, and because there's so much emotion attached to this, that is not necessarily just to Taylor Swift and to Mueller, but to the whole movement, I think that's what has, in my own observation, I guess I would say that's what has stirred the pot. Making a business decision for you, and the fact that the guy is good at what he does, and whether or not he ought to have a job, or does he get banned for the rest of his life because he did what he did it served, and I wonder, did you have a conversation with him about this? And I wonder how people are reacting, never mind to you, but to him on the station, now that he's become the focal point of the lightning rod.
I did have a conversation with him, actually several conversations before I hired him. I flew to Minneapolis and met him face to face before I ever really offered him the job. And he came across as a very sincere, humble guy. He still denies that he did it, but other than that, he's a decent guy. The response locally has been pretty much indifferent. People don't seem to care one way or the other. But it's this worldwide Taylor Swift fan base that is outraged. Like I said, they want him to never work again.
It's not just Taylor Swift fans, because I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift, and honestly, I don't care if this guy ever works again either. It's the message that it's sending to all the women who have had a Me Too moment, and even if they haven't, standing up for friends and family members who have had a Me Too experience. It's the message that's being sent, that men in power are choosing to look the other way, and that's why it's not just because of Taylor Swift fans. The women are outraged by this because you are being perceived as a man in power who is looking the other way. You're choosing to believe this guy because you sat down and talked to him, and he seemed humble and nice. He's also without a job, and he's on an interview. He's going to be on his best behavior. So you're choosing to believe his story over the woman's, and that's the whole crux of the Me Too movement. Women, for far too long, have not been believed.
Well, I don't know how to respond to that. People say I'm condoning him being a sexual predator, which I'm not. If he were a sexual predator, it really wouldn't make any difference if he were on the radio or working at Burger King. He could still be a sexual predator. And I think it's important to note that he never had anything like this before the Taylor Swift incident, and there hasn't been anything in the 5 years since. Now, maybe he's been on his best behavior since, I don't know, but if he really were a sexual predator, you'd think there'd be some other record other than just grabbing Taylor Swift on the butt.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I see what you're saying, but that's not always the case at all. And I wouldn't call him a predator. He's a sexual assaulter.
But the thing that this has done, and the reason I wanted Larry to come and tell his story, is because there are, on both sides of the argument, there's some credibility to give him a job and not having him stay on the beach for the rest of his life. And then there's credibility for those who would be concerned about way too much of this stuff happening and this being put into the fold. So, Larry, I'm glad you were able to tell the story. I was, frankly, more concerned as your friend that the kinds of things that were, you know, coming across, not only, well, I guess most of it's social media stuff, threatening your life, threatening the life of your family, blow up your house. I mean, it gets out of control. But then there is the emotion that's attached to women who have been victimized, and the vilification of this guy comes as a result of a lot of the other things that are going on that none of us condone. None of us have any use for the things that have gone on for a long, long time with women. So in this circumstance, though, I think that you tell the story, and people judge for themselves. I'm not here to make a judgment. I'm here to have you tell the story and have people relate to it one way or the other. And I think it is. It's a fascinating story about how your business, our business runs, and also what people do when they become engaged and enraged. And for that, you know, there's all kinds of things that can be attached to it. But you told the story well. Thank you. I appreciate it. Larry Fuss from Delta Radio talking about the fella he hired at his country station who had been in the to-do about Taylor Swift. 21 after the hour.
Our Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles.
Deep boxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Three half the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Joe Crummy here. All right, so I don't want to get necessarily stuck on this story, but it has been an important radio story this week. And Larry did, in my estimation, a good job of explaining the story as to how it affected him. And that was really why I invited him to come on, so that he could explain how people reacted. I thought, well, there are three stories here. One of them is, did this guy Mueller do it or not do it? I say he did it, because he had his, you can see the pictures of him with his hand
He
did it. So he was a drunk lech at the time. And so then the next part of the story is, does he deserve, after the trial and him being found guilty or culpable or whatever the expression was, and he was ordered to pay her the dollar, he did diddle around with it and her for a while in paying or not paying to try to make his point. I don't know that he really, and there are people who are like this, I don't know the guy. So, you know, we get involved in speculation and the nuance of this particular story. It is a symptom of something that is far more difficult, and I tried to allude to that when I was talking to Larry about how this has been perceived. Some people will understand that this creates an anima with women that is a part of their feelings regarding the whole issue. It isn't just this issue. It is the issue of women being sexualized and taken advantage of, which is something that nobody with conscience, whether they be man, woman, or beast, has any, there's no condoning it. It just isn't. So then you go to the next step, which is after he announced hiring this guy, and he admitted, Larry said, you know, I did it because I thought I'd get some positive press in the trades, the radio trades. And he did. I don't know if he got positive. The story was told. It wasn't. But then
pressed.
After that, the
is he going to keep the guy?
I think that he's probably worn in to the point where, especially if the people in that market don't care. I mean, he's running a radio station. He's got to appeal to the people in his market. And he says the people down there don't seem to much care. The guy's not using his name, Mueller. And I don't think he ever really did. He uses another name And so, you know, then there's...
Now he goes by Stonewall Jackson.
Jackson, yeah. So then the last part of it is how it impacted Larry, and he made a decision. Would he make the same decision again? I don't know. I'm not in his head. But the circumstances presented itself. He did something that, in terms of, we all want to have positive publicity in the trade so that people pay attention to what we're doing and we get more support. Did he expect to get the kind of trumping that he did? Pardon, that was, I don't know why I chose that word, but anyway. he
thumping.
Got, thumping is what I was looking for. Thank you, Joe. That he did to people
what?
Threatening his
Although
life and his family and whatever. What?
Really, I'll never forget talking to the grease man who was a shock jock in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. After he stepped in it at one point.
He stepped in it badly, And he showed remorse. Mm-hmm. And he absolutely was apologetic. He said, I went too far and what I said. And he showed remorse. And he never got his career back. But he was humble and showed remorse. And I felt for him because he realized his actions. And that's where this guy, I think, needs to go. I think he needs to even say, even if he doesn't think he intended to do what she says he did and what the pictures show, he should at least admit... You know, I know this looks bad, and I had no intention, and I apologize so much if that's the way it came across. I really do.
Right. And he never said any of that.
And he didn't.
Right. Had he said, you know what? Right. Had he said, I had a couple of drinks.
Right. And he could have said, he could still have maintained his innocence. Like, and I don't know if James Franco was innocent or not, but James Franco at least handled it the right way and said, I'm sorry if anything was happened, but I support the movement. And this guy has shown zero.
That's that guy versus Larry is not the issue anyway for me.
Right.
In this circumstance, he did something that was good in his mind for his business. And then...
Well, he is part of the issue, though. After
maturating it. Well, and maybe this guy now has an opportunity to say that.
Well, that's it.
He's not going to now.
Well, how do you know that, Victoria? You don't know.
Because he's already been on the air, Doug. This guy has shown zero remorse. He's not going to show it now.
I'm not suggesting that he has yet, but I think that down the road... Who knows what he'll do? I don't know what the guy will do, but I do think that under the circumstances... The focus of my concern was the reaction, even though I understand the civil reaction of people like you who are just incensed about it, but the people who go to the point of throwing, they want to throw a bomb at the guy's house or they want to kill his family, even if that's hyperbole, it's inappropriate. And I think that...
Well, violence is... I never condone violence or threats of violence. Of course not.
29 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review.
In today's automotive news of the North American International Auto Show, Kia show off their new Forte. Inspired by the Stinger, this third generation gets almost 4 inches longer and will get 35 miles a gallon out of a 2-litre four-cylinder engine. Hyundai pulled off the surprise of the 2018 Detroit Auto Show, introducing the first ever American member of the N Performance line, the most powerful Veloster ever. A turbocharged 275 horsepower with a 2-litre four-cylinder engine sends power to the front wheels via a 6-speed manual transmission. For more, go to our AutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Four after the hour, we're dealing on the talk radio. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The talk radio review. The talk radio review. Here, the discussion of conversations on the air. Let's get to the big stories. Number 10 on the list from talkers is the Super Bowl that will, this program airs all through the weekend. So some people will hear this after the Super Bowl is over and the Patriots have won. We'll just kind of see around it between now and then. Number 9, our attitude toward Afghanistan. There's an interesting sidebar story here because of the movie 12 Strong, which is about what we did in Afghanistan right after September 11th. A story that not many people knew about. Apparently the movie tells fairly accurate for a Hollywood movie as to what went on with these 12 that went over there to just get at the people from Al-Qaeda that were protecting bin Laden and trying to create more havoc or figure out how they can take more prisoners, if you will. I find this, for me anyway, and we can go around the table for a minute, Victoria Keelan is here, by the way. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy. The whole policy at the beginning of the Bush administration, when September 11th happened, we sent troops there, as is told in the story, and then we fell for a completely erroneous line. How we did, it just shows how people are such sheep. Following, we went to Iraq. What did we go to Iraq for? There were no Al-Qaeda. There wasn't one Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Didn't somebody say at that moment, hey, guys, I think we're going in the wrong direction?
Ego move on the part of George Bush, the son, to sort of vanquish those who were critics of his father for not going in to Baghdad all the way and bopping off Saddam when he had the chance during Desert Storm.
Right.
And that's all this was. And how people on both sides, I can remember seeing Hillary Clinton talking to Colin Powell, both of them schnookered in this circumstance. So they both went with what was the political expediency at the time. Yeah, let's go get those guys, when they were wrong. And it was clear to most anybody who had a conscience or a brain that this was not anything to do with bin Laden or Al-Qaeda. It was an outrage that it continues to be perpetrated against the American people, underscored this past week. We can fast forward or move up the list to the Trump State of the Union issue, which is number one this past week, and his reference to the military and how we need to spend more money. Do you realize how outrageous that statement is on the face of it, when the government itself, and he knows, and so do all the people in the military, know how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars, and to slap the American people, the taxpayer, with a suggestion, and those who would agree with it on the surface because they think, rah, rah, the military? I don't mind. I think it's great. I think it's important that we have a strong military and to perhaps be the best. We need to be aware and concerned and prepared in terms of our military prowess. But I, as a taxpayer, am more than outraged at the government office that studied the Pentagon last year, the year before that. They came up with the same conclusion. There are at least $200 to $250 billion worth of your money and my money that is frittered away, wasted, because of the abuses of their process, the corruption, the scandals. It is outrageous that somebody say we need to spend more money on the military. There is this much fraud and this much waste. The abuse of the taxpayer, it is outrageous. And whether Trump gets it or he doesn't get it, nobody's saying we need not have the strongest military. What we are saying is we are offended and fed up with the disgrace, and you see it everywhere. I mean, the FEMA thing in Puerto Rico, what an outrage. The way they, and remember back to Katrina, I mean, there's just so many examples, and it isn't about Trump. It isn't even about the individuals who run at the time, whoever is president. It's about the culture. It's about the fact that these people know they can get away with it, and they do. And they continue to pick the middle finger and give it to the American public over the way the process is done, and I, you know, the more I talk about it, the angrier I get. So, well, throw it to Joe and Richie and Victoria on a connection between our Afghanistani policy, the military, and what was said in the State of the Union.
I would hope that Trump looks at the military and looks at the Pentagon as he does the rest of government, drain the swamp and try to clean things up, get rid of some of these crazy regulations, get rid of some of these duplicative departments, and try to streamline some of the way things work over there, and that's what I would hope for.
Joe?
Right, I'm assuming that wasn't one of the first things he was talking about was, I think he was talking about either aircraft carriers or he was talking about airplanes. And he was going, those contracts are way overpriced. And I haven't followed the story, so I don't know how
far. Yeah,
why are you throwing more money
One?
At it then?
Right, that doesn't make sense.
Air Force One, you're going to spend $24 million to fix refrigerators on all those planes until the new ones come out. And then you got $4 billion. Well, Trump said
Boeing back to the drawing table. I'm not paying that for that plane.
Right, good. And that was good. Good.
Right.
But where are you dealing with a culture? Because the bill that's before Congress is to add more money to the military budget, which I find offensive. frankly, as a taxpayer. And you can say the people who are moronic and say, oh, you want us to become weak? No, you morons. I want you to stop wasting my money and right. your money.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. And I think, Doug, you made a really good point that people get very emotional, as they should be, about the military. Mm-hmm. And when people like Trump go out there, we need a stronger military and we need them to have the best equipment possible. Of course, we all want that. But they already have the best equipment possible. And the money needs to be spent in a smarter way. And so when people like you, and I agree with you, when you say things like, well, more money doesn't need to go to the military, people take that as a personal affront. Against we don't support the troops.
It's too big.
Nonsense.
People do take it that way. And
the
it's
whole
a shame
process is too big.
Okay, you want something that's even more offensive? Having you say what you just did, and Trump addressed it, I thought, quite well during the State of the Union, what the VA isn't doing or hasn't done mm-hmm. under even leadership to this point is take care of these people who put right. their lives on the line, have their legs blown off, their arms blown off, their eyes blown out, whatever the hell it is that they're doing for no good reason.
Right.
We send them over to Afghanistan. What the hell are we sending them there for? What are we sending them to Iraq for? But they go because that's their job. It's not up to them to decide whether they ought to go. They make up their mind by enlisting, because you don't have to enlist. You don't want to be involved, you don't enlist. You enlist, you get yourself into it, you know what you signed up for, but by the same token, the American taxpayer, my blood boils when it comes to this. To see, I've been in Baghdad, I walked around that city on my own for 3 or 4 days before somebody realized I was walking around on my own.
And they pulled you.
And yeah, they did. They yanked me back in. But I talked to people, and the things that I heard from Iraqis and from Americans who were over there made my hair stand on end. And I never really have told, Richie, you were
like what?
With
what,
me.
What did you hear?
The things that were going on, the things that they did, the way they spend money, how they buy off the locals. You remember, and part of the storyline of 12 Strong Men is the payoff to the Taliban to get them the hell out of the way so they could go after Al-Qaeda. And so that's what they are still doing. We don't know. The CIA still brings bucket loads of cash over to these people who are on the fringe to keep them either the hell out of the way or from going public with what actually is going on both these areas of the world. And how, why would you want to send men door to door to find those who are insurgents taking shots at Americans? Why are we even there? Why are they taking shots at Americans? Al-Qaeda, you understand that, and Daesh, you understand that. But what's the core problem? It goes way back to what, we have given, the West has given these people the opportunity to do what they do. They don't give a damn. You think that bin Laden really gave a damn about the Americans or what they were doing there? He's the same as any other power-crazed zealot who wants to control a bunch of people and make a lot of money. Bin Laden did the same thing that Castro did, that Putin has done, that Arafat did. They suck from the system hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. When Arafat died, he was worth $5 billion. Where the hell did that $5 billion come from? The guy ran a terrorist organization. You terrorize people, and they pay you not to terrorize them anymore. So the money runs out, they go back to being terrorists again. That's the story of the Taliban from the beginning. And so and it's so foolish because the average person doesn't know, because the news media doesn't do its job. It's too busy chasing Trump around to find out what color underwear he's wearing today. And so, you lose the essence of what we really need. And you can tell how passionate. I'm sorry, I'm sort of I'm controlling the conversation, but this stuff drives me nuts because I've been to these places. I've talked to people. I hear the stories. And it isn't what you're getting. The story that we get isn't what really is going on. And we keep closing our eyes to it to the point of throwing more money. We have wasted $3 trillion of American taxpayer money in Iraq for absolutely nothing. Except we disturb more the balance of power. So along comes Syria and then Lebanon, and then who knows what the hell else will happen after that. We keep doing this, keep throwing money at it, and it's so obvious how much control the military-industrial complex has on what we do day to day. It really is. It's absurd. All right.
I think you're right, but what's the answer?
The answer is to realize what's going on and have people. I don't know. You know, that's the problem.
All you can hope for is that what we have done in Iraq has given them some sort of a democracy, not a great one yet, but some sort of a democracy, and that that will grow and expand. And I think that was the original intent.
But at what cost to us?
I know.
50,000
people.
Well,
but if we ignored it for another 100 years, what could be. What would it turn into?
That's it.
You got to think long term. You think 20 years, and it's really not worth it. But we think 50 years. Look at Japan. Look at Germany. What if we didn't do anything about Japan?
We had to do that. We were justified 110% doing what we did.
I know, but look at the outcome. And then try to compare that and look long-term down the road in the Middle East. Did that need to be done in the Middle East as well?
You think George Bush thought what's going to happen in 20 years? You actually think he thought that? That was his thought process?
I think he thought that it was nation-building and that we needed some sort of a democracy in that region to help it grow and hoped that it would expand. And you see, you look at Iran. Iran's not having an easy time keeping their young people down.
We've stirred that pot. There's an okay to that.
Yeah, look at Syria.
There's an okay to what's going on. The Ayatollah and that bunch are not going to survive because the people are too smart.
Could any of that come out of what happened in Iraq?
It could if there was an educational component to it. What most Americans don't realize about Iran is that they are highly intelligent, intellectually challenging and satisfied group in terms of their educational opportunities, and what goes on there isn't what goes on in Syria. For whatever the reason, they didn't move fast enough, or they didn't move at all in Iran to keep people ignorant like they do in these other circumstances, whether it's North Korea or Syria, places in the Middle East. The Iranians are very intelligent people, and the millennials there are pissed off like you wouldn't believe. There is a revolution brewing there that most people don't even understand. They don't see it coming, it's coming.
Yep.
There's another one in Saudi that's coming, too.
Oh, my God. Do you see what happened there this week? That's another thing.
And would that have happened had we not done anything 20 years ago in Iraq?
To Saudi Arabia? We never did anything in Saudi Arabia.
Just in the Middle East in general.
That's a good question, Rich.
You don't know.
We made them conscious,
right?
Maybe.
Yes.
Hopefully. The movement has made it conscious. Hopefully. I think you're right, Victoria. I think the Saudi, you can count the end of days there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people, women can't drive, and you shoot and kill women because they're teaching things to kids. Come on.
Yep. But I wholeheartedly.
Well, they're running out of money.
But in Iran, I think we have Iranian friends, and that's everything you're saying, Doug, is 100% accurate with the families that we're friends with and the girls who are my age. You're spot on, and I think that they've got another thing coming if they don't think that there's a revolution on the rise.
It's over for them. They know it. The leadership there knows it. It's over for them, and the Saudis know it too. So anyway. Well, thank you all for being here listening to me. It's 11 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Well, of course, we all recognize this as the theme from the movie. This is a sequential sort of, what do we call it? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We have the one, and then we have the next one, sequels, I guess. Men in Black, how many sequels have there been? Three in all. Okay. So we're playing the theme from Men in Black. Shall we assume from that there's going to be another one?
There's going to be another one, but it's going to be completely rebooted. Sony Pictures has hired F. Gary Gray, the director of Fate of the Furious, to direct a new installment in the Men in Black franchise, but will not have Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones involved.
So they're going to have creepy, crawly creatures speeding down the highway in Los Angeles in fast cars? Is that what's going to happen?
Absolutely.
So who are they thinking
same
about for it?
Same universe, just different players involved.
Any names thrown out there yet?
Not yet. I mean, it's funny because last year they were talking about doing Men in Black, mixing it or spinning it off with the 21 Jump Street cast, Jonah Gray and Chatham Tatum, putting them in that world. But I guess that's not going to happen here. It's going to be a completely new cast, new direction, new vision, same world. Listen, Men in Black made a lot of money. I like the first and the third one, and not too fond of the second one, but I get why the studio certainly wants to keep this franchise going, because there's possibility and there's money to be made.
Really? All right. So another Men in Black coming. All right, what else can we expect? What's new in theaters with Chuck Curry? Looking forward to the weekend right after this.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest-growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
All right, let's get at it here. Chucker, new in theaters this week.
Just one movie opened nationwide, Doug, a movie called Winchester. It's a haunted house movie with actress Helen Mirren, tracking around an $8 million opening weekend. Nothing overly special. Interesting movie news item of interest. Clint Eastwood, who's now 87 years old, will reportedly direct and possibly star in a film titled The Mule, playing a former World War II veteran who becomes a drug smuggler in Mexico. It's based on a New York Times story that was published a few years ago. I actually hope this happens. I'd love to see Clint.
Speaking of Clint Eastwood, that 1517 to Paris, that's the real story of those. But when is that? Doesn't that open? I thought that was this weekend.
It opens on February 15th.
Oh, okay. All right, so there's that. He's still showing his prowess. I thought it was interesting that he actually put the guys who were on the train as the stars of the... These are the real guys.
Right, it is, absolutely. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. How you decide,
and one other casting bit of news. Actress Emily Blunt is going to join Dwayne The Rock Johnson in Disney's Jungle Cruise movie, which is based on their theme park ride. She will play Mary Poppins in Disney's Mary Poppins remake, which hits theaters.
She's got to be really good. She's able to do those action shows that she gets into sensitive parts.
You want to do these movies because this is the big paycheck movie. Yeah. This is the $10 million-plus movie.
A movie that isn't a big paycheck. Film stars don't die in Liverpool. Annette Bening is in this. It's been well reviewed. I saw the premiere. I couldn't really get excited. What do you think? Am I making mistakes? Should I go see it?
Go see it. I don't know too much about it, but it's not in multiplexes. It's more a smaller film.
Yeah, right? Smaller it looks like. But it's about somebody who is an important actress, supposedly.
I just want to get my Super Bowl prediction. New England 31, Eagles 23.
31-23. All right, Victoria, write that down. Let's see if he's right.
Right.
We'll hold him accountable for that when he's back with us on Monday. Meanwhile, it is Friday, and we're cooked here as far as Chucker is concerned. The DJV show at 59.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.